Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Zone Media.
It is a long-standing, well-known fact. And when I say fact, I mean fact. Not this is uncontested, undisputed. It is a fact. If you go to a Jamaican restaurant, they're not going to have your first three choices. It's just understood. There's another thing that's understood. It's that, well, let me say it like this. Here's my advice. If you're going to a Jamaican restaurant, pack a snack. Because you are going to be waiting for a long time. Just and they just move at their pace. It's an island pace. Yeah, I don't understand what you're so worried about. They don't want to have no conversation with you. Like, it's weird. You know, I don't need no greetings. This is a transaction. Like, we're not friends, we're not family. We make good food. You want the food. If you want fast food, you go somewhere else. That's it. Like, we're not friends. Just order your food. Now, what's also understood about Jamaican culture, Jamaican restaurants, is if you come like open-minded, not like, and curious, if you don't know what you're doing, but you don't come with a sort of arrogance, like, you know, let's say you dumb and you venture out Kingston or, you know, Montego. I think a lot of like Caribbean cultures like that period. Like, and you're just, but you're showing a type of respect and you want to learn. If you're just like, hey, this advice is more for white people. Like for black folks, they could be a lot more judgmental. But if you just like, yo, hey, I've never had Jamaican food. I don't know what to order, but I like spicy stuff. Like, I'm down to try anything. You know, I'm just down. Like, I want to learn more. Oftentimes, unless there's like a rush, like if it's a rush, that's different. They'll be like, why you want, you know, like it'll be annoying. But a lot of times, like, especially if it's a small enough spot, they might be like, oh, that's dope. Okay. Yeah, you like fish? You like, yeah. You know, what do you like? Oh, I like fish. You know, you want to try the curry goat? You know, yeah, I'll try it. You know, and then they'll just like, show you, especially if you on the island, you was like, yo, I got all the time in the world. I'm going nowhere. Like, I'm down for whatever. Like, teach me everything. Clearly, I'm pasty white. I've never done this. I'm down. Whatever. I'm not scared. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Then, like, a lot of times, there'll be a respect for that. Now, they ain't gonna smile at you. You ain't gonna get them type of pleasantries until you eat something super spicy and they watch it suffer. But most of the time, it's like, oh, it's cool. You know, we like this dude. But the one thing I can guarantee, you walk in and you say, how you doing, man? Let me get the oxtail. Anahadat. Oh, all right. Okay. Let's see, man. Let's get the, all right, let's do the saltfish. Anahadat. Oh, all right. How about, let me see, y'all got the curry goat? Curry goat. Wait, hold on. Kingston, you know curry goat? Anahadat, do it loud. and I had that. You're like, oh, damn, okay, what y'all got? What do you got? They're like, the menu. And the fools will point at the menu. Or they'll point at, like, where the, what looks like an empanada, right? Like, it kind of looks like that. It's usually got, like, rice and peas inside of it, or, like, chicken. It's a patty. They call it a patty, like chicken patty, beef patty, whatever, right? Yeah, menu. And you're just like, bro, you just shot down the three. So you're going to have to go 4 to 5 items down the menu before you could pick something. And they just expect you to just, it's just, it is what it is. This is what's on the menu. We had it. I mean, maybe we had it. Maybe we didn't. Maybe it's all out. The point is, on a hot dot, they not gonna have your choices. That menu gonna be down to like 2 or 3 things. Cause you can always go to another restaurant and you gonna wait. They gonna go at their pace. You gonna sit there and you gonna eat what we give you. I know how that. They not gonna smile. You ain't going for the customer service. You going because the shrimp or the lobster or the cocoa bread slap, cause it's delicious. And it is what it is, and this the place we eating Wan Guan. And I feel like that's the 2024 election. Huh, politics, y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let me get the rice and peas. When I had that. I mean, there's like skits. Like, obviously, when you're doing skits, there's an exaggeration. But, you know, these skits come from something. Like, I just don't know what it is. But they just not going to have what you want. Like, you got to have like 3 and 4 choices. Which seems like a better way to run our politics, right? That you can have your first choice, right? But you don't want your choice to be binary. Who likes a restaurant unless the restaurant is so good at what they do, so flawless, so perfect, right? That they got 2 things on the menu. There's a spot called Los Cuatro Milpas down in San Diego, in Chicano Park. It opens at 11 and they close when they out of food. You get a tamale, frijoles de olla, y arroz. Or taquitos. But that's what you're there for. Only. Now, if you a vegetarian, I guess this ain't your restaurant. If you vegan, I guess this ain't your restaurant. But they got sense enough to not put it on the menu. This what it is. This what you signed up for. So there's that, right? On the other hand, the Cheesecake Factory menu. The novel. That's a whole other situation. I don't know if I want that either. Like, I mean, that's a word scramble, the Cheesecake Factory menu. And it's a book, fam. Like, y'all really got this. I just feel like people just walked in and suggested stuff. Y'all was like, yeah, why not? Let's just put it on the menu. Where there's anything you can order, chef will pull it off. Now, I don't know if I want my politics to look like that. But I will say the idea of saying, which is the thing I'm getting at ultimately in this, is we've gotten to a place now in this 2024 election to where essentially, in reality, we got 2 options on the menu. And if you want anything other than these 2 options, you basically at a Jamaican restaurant. I know how that. And you like, but I'm seeing it on the menu. I'm seeing a Cornel West on the menu. I'm seeing a Dean Phillips on the menu. Even hell, there might be a Marianne Williamson who you just finally was like, nah, we don't have that. And we never had a not. I'm seeing a RFK on the menu. And these may not even be your first choice. These may not even be the choices that you actually want. You just not really happy with the first 2. And what all the polls are saying, and you don't even need to poll it. We all know, don't nobody like the things you do got. Don't nobody like the only two choices you have on the menu. It's just the only things y'all got. This not what I ordered, fam. This ain't what I came to this restaurant for. You telling me this is my only choice? You telling me my only choice? You walked in and was like, yo, let me get a functioning adult without any felony charges that maybe has more than 30 years of life expectancy. Anahadat. What about this one? Anahadat. You're like, this can't be our only choice. You probably thinking like I'm thinking, how, Sway? How is it possible in a institution where we get to choose our leaders that the only option is two leaders that nobody won't? Now, obviously, when I say nobody, clearly it's not nobody. Somebody won't these people. Trump consistently polled at 47%. Now, remember when he first won, I mean, the man only had 11%. It was just a ton of people in the thing. But you not going to break his fan base. But 47% isn't a winning, that's not half. That's not a winning thing unless, and here's where it get bonkers, unless the person he competing with, does the person he competing with have 53%? No, Joe don't got 53%. But if Joe has any hope to having 53%, he's got to take all the other votes. And this is why people get so pressed about third party candidates. This is what it means to split the vote. Because in our realistic situation, it's that the alternative choices, and I hate to say it like that, but that's just how our situation works. The alternative choices are going to snipe off Democratic votes. You're not chunking away at that 47%. You chunking away at Joe's possible 53. You chunking away at that because Trump done broke the Republicans. Like, and in the feud, the 20% of the independents, that's who Biden is fighting for. But like, if they got other options, this is why people try to press you about voting for other options and say, well, if I vote for a third party, I'm just guaranteeing the other guy get in. I mean, this is why. This is where that come from. Do I think that that's legit? I think that that's what happens in practice. But I'll tell you what I really think at the end of this episode. But for real, though, how did we get here? So, listen, most episodes is, think of it as we sitting on the stool, we sipping whiskey or apple juice, whatever you into. Smoking a stove, smoking some herb, or not smoking at all, or either way, this show big homie putting you on. Most of the time, that's what this show is. Now, today, I'm just one of y'all, man. I'm mostly venting. This is us after work at happy hour, talking cheese made, masa, just talking shit about our coworkers. That's what today is about, okay? I mean, I do have like one thing to tell you at the end, like I said, but I live here too. And here's the reality, guys, just to bring it all together. It's really not our only choice. We have a system that in practice, which is very different than in design, and one could argue that it actually is the design, its way to maintain power, is that I convince you, if you order off the menu, if you order something else, you are going to eventually guarantee the one you don't want. So if I am, you know, stark raving Republican and I think that Trump is absurd, that if I voted for Nikki Haley, I'm basically guaranteeing Biden. Because I'm splitting our votes in the other way around. Like, if you vote for a more progressive person, you're guaranteeing Trump coming in. Now, that I am convinced that that is, again, what practically ends up happening. But I wonder if it really has to be this way. And if you keep saying that, then it's obviously going to keep being that. It's one of those, like, our belief in it makes it real. If that, y'all following me? It sucks, but listen, again, I'm just here with you talking trash about our coworkers at happy hour. But that being said, that is the thing that is very magical about American politics. There's a lot of stuff that ain't really real. It's just the fact that we think it's real makes it real. That's how constructs work. Maybe I'll do a whole show on that at some point. Anyway, today I'm going to give you some more background on some of the other choices on the menu. Like, and the idea that, like, I'm going to talk about RFK because you got to talk about him. I'm going to talk about Cornel West. And I want to talk about Marianne Williamson, mainly because, okay, she's dropped out. But I think that there is something there. I think here's me not doing the hood politics shtick. This is just me being a citizen with you. We are just so desperate for another voice, for another option on the menu, that it's almost like if you just give us just a little bit of sanity, just a little taste, we'll take all the other shit. Like, well, I'll take it. You know, it's the girl or the person who just been dating just trash dudes or just trash people. So if you meet somebody that just shows you the bare minimum of respect, just the person, just the slightest bit of care and affection towards you, like a person who says, this is great. Like, he don't actually live with his baby's mama. Like, then this is good. Like, fam, that's the bar. That's the bar. And we have been beaten to a place to where we will take all of, and I'm just like, the royal we will take all of the crackpot conspiracy theorist that is RFK, because the brother, y'all, listen, we're going to go over his policies, which are, some of them are decent, but it's sprinkled with just plandemic, like absolute, you are out of your mind conspiracy theory pilled, but I'll take it because you understand big pharma and you're willing to say something about that. Like just little things like that, where it's just like, we're just so desperate for another voice. It just, please tell me you have more on this menu than just the side of cocoa rice. Let's get into it.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time,
a military-trained seduction spy, reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back. Now, please understand, the profiles I'm about to give you are just almost criminally thin. Like, do not. This is in no way comprehensive. Do not. Y'all, listen, do not take this, these things I'm about to tell you as deep dives, because they are not. What they are profiles and other options, and ultimately a case for, you know, ranked voting in a way that so many other things in our democracy actually exist in. And just, guys, man, the two-party system is, it broke us, and it just sucks. And I'm not smart enough to figure out an answer as to, like, how to get us out of this death spiral. I don't know. Because if I did, I wouldn't be podcasting. I'd be a billionaire, because I would definitely sell it. Now, first off, though she's dropped out, let's talk about the rose water and charged crystals of it all, Miss Marianne Williamson. Now, I'm being silly about that, but she got her original star power from finally landing a best-selling book called Return to Love. Before that, she wrote this joint called The Mystic Jesus. So if you were somewhat faith-based but kind of had a little woo-woo about you, you understood Jesus to be something different than the bully white evangelical conquering, just bully that a lot of America sees Jesus as. You may come from a tradition that's a little more, again, about Jesus being a mystic that's worried about much more of the spiritual, the inner peace, you know, the being. And a lot of times the churches you came from are either you're completely turned off by the esoteric or anything like that because it's witchcraft, or you're only wrapped up with the hyper-Pentecostal moving of the spirit. You know, you want somebody that's like a little more mystic, right? So this was a number one bestseller. Like, this is back in 97. It's called Return to Love, A Return to Love. And it's arguing that how we can become a miracle worker by accepting God and by the expression of love in our daily lives, right? So whether it's mystic pain or relationships, career or health, right? Love is the potential force, you know? So she's coming from this very centered. So anybody who's in like the spiritual health and wellness world was already up on her, right? Now, the draw from her is the fact that most people that feel like that usually have an aversion to politics. It's just so icky. You know, you just, because you think that like the things that you want are so far away from being possible, or that, you know, the like, I mean, I was guilty of this as a kid too, where it would be like, you know, I'd be chasing after a girl and she would be like, no, you more like marriage material. Like you too nice. Like I don't want, you ever been told you was too nice? So you don't, you can't get to the yams cause you too nice. You know what I'm saying? Like you're a keeper. I think in a lot of ways, like that, besides a lot of her sort of woo woo kind of mystic talk, what turned most of America off, cause most of America ain't gone to therapy, is the fact that it's like, you too nice. Like this arena you finna step in, like they finna eat you alive. Like, ma'am, you know, but we still like how you talk. Now, what are some of the specifics? That's not just all that she is. She actually has some very enticing positions. And again, because your menu only got two options, you keep telling me you ain't got nothing else, right? And this, the other thing you got, it's like, well, damn, I mean, you could convince me that the steamed rice is the most delicious thing here, because that's my only other option. Now, she of this board, unless you're not talking about Cornell, which is different, but like she pulls the progressive thing on Gaza. She's like, obviously, this is atrocious. These are things that obviously should not happen, you know, and just if you don't know, like this is the second time she's ran for president, right? She's already been on Oprah Winfrey. You know, she ran for Congress in Cali as an independent, but either way, it didn't work, right? She believes in a universal healthcare system, emphasizes the need for, oh, wow, how about healthier food, right? Water and air and a less stressful lifestyle, saying that our current economic system hires the probability of sickness. Like, fool, duh. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, our work week and the necessities of being able to just like, oh, I don't know, pay the rent probably means we gonna get sick more. You feed us plastic food, you know, with no nutrients in it. The water ain't pure. The air is toxic. Maybe that should be a part of our understanding of healthcare. That makes a lot of sense to me. She also wants to create what she's calling a Department of Peace to suppress violence and address the root cause domestically and internationally, right? She has this more like, listen, holistic approach to policy. And is underscored, I'm quoting this from Al Jazeera, underscored from her soft-spoken guru-like persona. Now, the problem is people don't be on that woo-woo stuff, so people just don't take her serious, right? There was a clip from 2019 when she was trying to run against Trump, right? When she was saying after a primary debate that she would harness love to beat the president, the then president Donald Trump in his campaign of fear. Then there was some stuff that came out, you know, political about her having an abusive culture inside of campaign, and people were saying like, gosh, she berates people often, you know, all those things started happening. Things that come with your star kind of like shooting up, you know, you're going to get people saying that there are things wrong about you, right? She's stating the bare minimum that there should be a ceasefire in Gaza. You know what I'm saying? She's like questioning this idea of like this unwavering support to Israel. Like she like, yo, unwavering? Like you telling me there's nothing they could do that would make you, you see how desperate we are for somebody to just say something that regular, right? That like undying, like unwavering support, guys? You trying to tell me so there's nothing they could do that will make you change your mind? Nothing. 20,000 Palestinians dead. Nothing. She says, I understand Israel's need to slay the monster, but this military action is only feeding it. That's, I mean, come on, right? Like that's rooted in research and factual. So she's like progressive on healthcare. Like I said, y'all got to dig in. She's progressive on healthcare. She thinks that healthcare should have a holistic approach and that maybe if we were, you know, more stricter on the foods we allowed ourselves to eat, you know, maybe cleaned up some air, maybe had some climate stuff, then the necessity of so much, you know, healthcare coverage wouldn't be that because, I mean, goddamn. On the other hand, she want to put together a Department of Peace. And listen, I'm not making fun of her. I'm just saying this is why don't nobody take her serious. Cause it's like, where your claws at? Like this, there's a belief that like this system you going into is going to eat you alive. Now go to her website. Okay. Get more deep into what I'm talking about. Like I said, these are cursory surface scraping things, but it's on the menu. It's just, it's on the menu. It just don't nobody order it. So they like, when I had that. So the stuff she talking, I mean, that ain't gonna pull no Trump votes, right? That's you pulling, that's you playing the left of the Democrats, like you pulling Biden votes. That's, again, that's the argument. Next is Brother Cornell West, who is also running. Now, here's the thing, guys. We already know why y'all not gonna serve him up. Why you not gonna add him, keep him on the menu. Just look at the dude. I'm speaking reality. America ain't gonna put no man like him in the office, which sucks because in my opinion, Cornell got the juice. multi-hyphenated. As an activist, he would say justice is what love looks like in public. He says, a lover of music, I'm a blues man in the life of the mind. I'm a jazz man in the world of ideas. As a scholar, deep education requires a habitual vision of greatness. I mean, he channels all, he checks all the boxes for like a black man. You can't lead the people if you don't love the people. He speaks with that kind of thing. You can't save the people if you don't serve the people. He got that kind of rhythm in the way that he talks. He's a scholar, public theologian, right? A philosopher, and just understands the concept of justice. But what the concept of justice calls for is a dismantling of the system we have now, right? So how, like, and that, my friend, is where it becomes so much more complicated. See, the organism ain't designed to support this type of superbug. How can Nebuchadnezzar chant down Babylon? For my Bible scholars. So, like I said, here goes platform. You go to the website, see it yourself. Economic justice. So my first step is to abolish poverty, abolish homelessness. Oh, word? You just finna end it? Right? Establish a federal public banking institutions to fund public infrastructure and green reconstruction. Sure, that'd be great. Establish a universal basic income. See, what I'm trying to tell you is people looking at this man and is like, nigga, are you trying to build Wakanda, cuz? Like, and here's the thing. Yes, that's what he's trying to say. Nigga, it don't have to be this way. The problem is it's coming out of black lips. He ain't saying nothing more revolutionary than Bernie. Well, I guess he is in some ways, but like, y'all ain't even want to hear it out of Bernie's lips. We in a world that, like, listen, you can't tell these white people the truth. Now, y'all, I'm just playing. I'm messing around. There's a movie coming out. I know it's out by now. The Society of Magical Negroes. And the premise is this. So the phrase magical Negro was coined by Spike Lee. It was this idea of like this movie character, this character in the movies that are so integral to the plot, but they have no actual background. Like they have no history. They just kind of plop up in the movie with no beginning and no, they just got it there. Like, but somehow saved the story, like driving Miss Daisy, like, you know, where does nigga come from? Like, just the magical Negro. You feel me? That's it. So he coined the phrase. But then sometimes the magical Negro is the guy that's like, hey, you know, well, when the meteor is coming to Earth, like, if y'all would just put this formula in, it would. Oh, nobody? Oh, okay. You know, the OG asked the little homie, like, what's the most dangerous animal in the world? And the guy goes, sharks. He goes, no, it's white people when they feel uncomfortable. Because when they feel a slightly uncomfortable, a little bit nervous, bad things happen to the world. When they feel the least bit challenged, you understand what I'm saying? When they see success happen to anybody else. So the Society of Magical Negroes, what they do is they assess the feeling of threat that white people have and magically do what they got to do to make them feel comfortable as to save the world. So it's satire. It's supposed to be absurd, but there's a critique going on here. And the critique is the idea that specifically as black people, but you can stretch this to not just white people, but dominant culture, because obviously, again, guys, it's satire. We're not talking about every single white person that ever lived. Like, come on. Like, no, we smarter than that. No, I'm smarter than that. We're talking about the institution of dominant culture, which here just happens to break along racial lines, right? It just does. Now, we spend a lot of our time as people of color making sure that white folks ain't nervous, making sure that, like, we kind of like just kind of placate and not be too much of ourselves, because when they get nervous, January 6th has happened. Too much can go wrong if white people feel uncomfortable, right? So we do a lot of our things, you know, and these are things that you practice. Look, as a young black man, these are things you practice. It's like, listen, you can't wear the outfit you was going to wear when you're going to be around a lot of them white people. You can't talk as loud as you was going to talk when you be around a lot of these white people and make them nervous. There are things that I remember I used to always have to do, even walking home, like to make sure that this white lady who's about to cross me, you know, she gonna clench her purse. If me and the homies like making sure that we like, okay, let me make sure, like, what do I do to make her feel comfortable, to make sure that she know so she don't call the police? There are things that we kind of have done, whether it's like, if you speak another language, just making sure, oh man, you know, they get nervous, like white people get scared when we speak in our own land. They think we talking about them. So like, you gotta like, either let's talk later or, you know, do what you gotta do to make them feel comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Cause it's like, cause when they feel threatened, genocides happen, you know? So the issue with Cornel West, nigga, even though that's not what he's saying my movement is love, right? It don't matter. He be making white people feel uncomfortable. That's the problem. You can't make white people feel uncomfortable in America, nigga. Now, some of y'all may think that makes him the perfect candidate, right? He's hated by any establishment, like the Democratic establishment, can't stand him. He's reviled among the academics because he called Harvard to task. He was like, y'all got me window dressing out here. Like, I'm trying to really start a revolution in this mug. And y'all like, you know, y'all not with it. So like, don't nobody like it. And he broke. The nigga ain't got no money for the campaign. A lot of the Democrats say like, yo, this is a vanity project. Like, you're an election spoiler and an excuse to get on television. This is from the Democratic National Committee Chair, Jamie Harrison, in July. It was like, this is not the time in order to experiment. They like, look, it's too much at stake. You can't just be out here talking all this radical stuff, because essentially, as everybody's argument is, this is going to make Trump win, is because you're splitting the Democratic vote. Now, what sucks is like how in actual practicality, that's probably true. That sucks. But anyway, the wheeling and dealing and the knowledge of foreign policy and the positions that America has, this would be a complete divergence in a lot of ways from what America, the direction America has been going since its inception. The practical reality is you're unplugging your computer with 17 programs running. Like, you're going to crash the system. And again, I don't know how you can chant down Babylon by being the president of it. And that's just, these are cursory things. This is why we can't have a good Jamaican restaurant, because we're not hot at.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And last but certainly not least is the COVID denying, Joe Rogan podcasting, child of an American legend, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Y'all, listen, people really like this dude. And I'm gonna tell you why they like this dude. They like this dude the same reason everybody who do like the other two people I just talked about, because he talked the talk. He also smart enough to not do the COVID thing. Like, that's not really what he running on, is the anti-vax stuff. He running on the stuff that could actually help him pull some votes. And then the part that's like really a brain baker is the fact that like nobody knows really whose fan base he's chunking off. Like, is he chunking off Trump voters? Is he chunking off? I mean, we know he's chunking off the Biden voters, but is he chunking off, like, he pulling from these other places that nobody, like, we ain't seen nothing like this. Because, I'm going to set aside the weirdness, because there is weirdness, him talking about, I'm bring Aaron Rodgers or Jesse the Body Ventura out this mug to be my running mate. Guys, Sideshow Bob Styles, okay? Let's set that aside. The pandemic was planned. Let's set aside the QAnon, which is there. Like, y'all just listen to the man talk. Like, let's set aside the conspiracy theory pilled stuff and let's get to why people want to hear what he got to say. And why people here want to hear what he got to say is, in a lot of ways, the same reason people fall for those said conspiracy theories. It's because he's not ignoring the obvious. Big Pharma is obviously crooked. It is obviously wrong. And we as Americans are walking into this restaurant so desperate for y'all to have a curry something, like curry goat, curry chicken, curry lobster. Just please tell me you have some curry, some courage bars. Somebody finally say and be like, and really talk the talk and really like show the data that like, nigga, like, and all of us, as verifiably accurate as the science is about COVID and its vaccines, why we got to it so fast is because we've been studying this strand. We already did our homework. We've seen similar strands. So we didn't have to start at chapter one. We got to start at chapter 10 and just make some adjustments and be able to get to the solution, nigga, because of microbiology, because of science. That's how we was able to do the shit. Like, it's not that serious. However, something that's plaguing the country, dare I say it, plaguing the world, and you got to make us pay for it and pay for it at an astronomical price, is sus. So me, with the bare minimum of brain cells to understand that millions of people died from this disease, and I don't know 8 people that can agree on pizza toppings rather than an entire cabal of people that's willing to keep the secret. Like, there's not enough money in the world to keep everybody's mouth shut. So the idea that like it's an inside job put together to do that. Like, no, but damn, nigga, you got a point. To say that our main political parties have lost their way, nigga, duh. To say that you are susceptible to or beholden to lobbyists, nigga, duh. You know, like, of course you are. And the brilliance the man has, like, tapped into is, like, with the conspiracy theory stuff, you pulling in that right wing. With the, like, healthcare stuff, you bringing in that left wing. And since nobody trusts the government, and he got a last name like Kennedy, even though his whole family is like, this nigga crazy. Y'all, please don't put this man in office. Despite that, man has been able to thread a needle that people like a Gary Johnson, a Ross Perot, a Ron Paul, these people who are able to thread particular needles, continue to cut through. Now, why do they cut through? It's because we're just so desperate. Somebody to say something else. The man got sense enough to understand that climate change is real. Like, he was an environmental lawyer. It just, like, there's a part of him that's like, again, at least he don't live with his baby mamas. Like, just where he's Harvard trained, you know, London School of Economics. So just, he's smart, but also really holds to public health conspiracy theories. I mean, he also, you know, took heroin. Like, just, so there's some other stuff. Our elections are a Jamaican restaurant. We're not hot at. But, well, what do you got? Well, you got a person who understands climate change and knows that Big Pharma is crooked, but he also got a side of anti-vaccine conspiracy theorists who literally said he considering Aaron Rodgers as a running mate. Or you can get a healthcare guru who actually just dropped out, or you can get an academic revolutionary who ain't nobody gonna take serious. That's what's on the menu. After all this, I will say, it is not our job as the voters to figure out any of these candidates' strategies. It's like, you know, people don't want us to point out, from my circles, from these left circles, like, we're not supposed to point out Joe Biden's flaws. We're not supposed to, because if we do, you're just going to make Trump win. Don't vote for a third party because you're just going to make Trump. It's not my job to cover up his multiple flaws. It is his job to show and prove. Earn the shit. Like, if you, okay, prove it. You hear what these people are saying. Like, get your mans. Like, yes, this the bare minimum. You could lose my vote for you because you won't say shit about Gaza and you won't do the things you're supposed to do. You could lose my vote, right? There's some things you can't do nothing about. Your age, you can't do nothing about that, right? To my conservative listeners, if there's like three of y'all, like, look, be real about your dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and at the end of the day, just, look, bro, like, don't let nobody, vote who you want to vote for. Don't let nobody be like, oh, you throwing away. That's not my job to figure out your strategy. You throwing away your vote. You're just saying, no, nigga, like, show your receipts. Like, prove it to me. And of course, you could be realistic in the sense that, like, yeah, if you're going to vote for a third party, you're right. That person's probably not going to win in a practical sense. But we ain't going to ever see nothing better if we just keep letting them tell us that my vote one way is only going to result in something else going. Like, listen, dog, vote for who you believe you want in the office. Because some point, you got to tell that Jamaican restaurant, well, you better get that. But don't ever yell at a Jamaican like that. Hood politics, y'all. We'll be right back. right now, don't you hit stop on this pod. You better listen to these credits. I need you to finish this thing so I can get the download numbers, okay? So don't stop it yet. But listen, this was recorded in East Los Boyle Heights by your boy Propaganda. Tap in with me at prophiphop.com. If you're into cold brew coffee, we got Terraform Cold Brew. You can go there.com and use promo code HOOD. Get 20% off. Get yourself some coffee. This was mixed, edited, and mastered by your boy Matt Owsowski, killing the beat softly. Check out his website, mattowsowski.com. I'm going to spell it for you because I know. MattowsowskiWSKI.com. MattOwsowski.com. He got more music and stuff like that on there. So go and check out the heat. Hood Politics is a member of Cool Zone Media, executive produced by Sophie Lichterman, part of the iHeartMedia Podcast Network. Your theme music and scoring is also by the one and only Matt Owsowski, still killing the beat softly. So listen, don't let nobody lie to you. If you understand urban living, you understand politics. These people is not smarter than you. We'll see y'all next week.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.